Blog Talk Radio.
Are you doing Diamond Dallas Page's yoga?
Of course. It ain't your mama's yoga.
You don't know what it's like to be Jake the Snake.
I always had a problem with alcohol and drugs. I couldn't get out of a chair.
He was an icon in the ring.
At his peak, he had everything.
In the late 90s, Scott Hall was as big, maybe bigger than any of them.
8 years ago, I broke my neck. I've been in a lot of pain. The MRI showed that that I have to retire.
My buddy here, I kind of helped him along his way when he wanted to get into wrestling, and he returned the favor 10 times fold.
He looks like he did back when he was on top headlining WrestleMania.
It's a real victory for me. I can straighten my hands now.
I find it just unbelievable that people care about me, because there's a long time where I didn't care about me.
I got to tell you, and I'm not just blowing smoke either, I honestly felt an energy change in the first workout. I can get into contorted shapes just in 3 weeks of doing this.
If I can do this, anybody can do it. Don't give up. Don't stay down.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
Okay, there we go. I think I finally almost got this music down to where he says the second DTP that it's time to roll in. So, it is Wednesday night. It's 9 p.m. Eastern time, and we know where you're at. You're listening to DDP Radio, and this is ddpradio.com, and Dallas is off tonight because that man is busy. He's like in 10 places at once right now, and he's got Stacy out. He's got some stuff she's up against with work and whatnot. So flying with me tonight is my partner in crime, Robert. What's going on, brother?
Oh, way too much to recap, bro. It's just we have all been crazy, crazy busy since we got back from Mexico.
I know. You guys are wired. You guys got down to Mexico, spent time in Mexico. I know you took your laptop and you were working while you were enjoying. You took all the snaps and whatnot, and then you came all the way back here, and you've been in a blitz with our guest tonight, Yoga Doc, who we're going to pull in a second, and to get what is our topic for tonight, the certification going.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the many things we've been working on, but yeah, it's definitely been the top of our list, because we have had, it's something we've been working on in one sense or another for about a year and a half now, and there's been a lot of interest in it, and we're finally pulling everything together and pulling the trigger on it.
That's awesome. So we got the certification coming up. So, guys, it's out there. If you got questions, and I know you do, the chat is starting to blow up with users, so you can post them in the chat tonight. We're kind of flying by the seat of our pants a little bit in the chat, because Stacy's not here to help us out, so please PM me or Robert your question if you have one, because if it's scrolling right there in the chat, we might miss it. We're sorry, but go ahead and PM us, and we'll try to get to that in order and get it over to Yoga Doc about this great certification program that's going on. And if not, if you just want to call us, we would love to hear your voice on the phone. And I know if you got something for Robert and I, that's cool, but I know Yoga Doc would love to talk to you, and you can do that at 347-994-1216 to get your voice on DDP Radio and get your question answered by the man Yoga Doc himself. So with that, only a few other housekeeping things, because I know this is probably going to be a happening show. we have a big thing going on right now, and it is the DDP Yoga Challenge. And if you haven't heard about it, it started already, and it's a contest where Dallas and a core of people are going to be looking at and judging and pulling the most inspirational blogs and journeys out there. Right, Robert?
That's right, man. Then we've got, there's a lot. I mean, everything kind of started with Arthur. You know, everybody knows Arthur. And he inspired millions of people. I was going to say thousands, but it's millions at this point. So that's where the kind of idea came from, is just look what Arthur has done for people. Can the rest of Team DDP do for people?
That's right, man. And you're breaking up a bit, so I don't know if everybody caught that. But, yeah, basically Arthur was sort of a genesis for this. And, man, if you haven't seen the video, it's pretty cool. Dallas shows up, and, you know, Arthur and his wife answer the door, and they're just totally blown away. So, I mean, you have an opportunity to be Arthur-esque and kind of get blown away. But they're not just giving it to one person. So this is a year-long contest, and there's going to be four prizes, right? There's $5,000.
Yeah, there's three prizes of $5,000 grand.
Oh man, we just totally lost you. So there's $5,000 prizes, and they're coming out in 3 months, 6 months, and 9 months. And then after that, there's a year long prize, and it's going to be $10,000. And I mean, this is a phenomenal contest and a ton of money that Dallas is laying out there, and the reason he's doing it is because he and everybody else involved with DDP Yoga are so inspired every day by what you guys do in the community. And I can just look in the chat right now and see people like Dawn and Rob and Christina and Kathy Stout, who's been with us for a long time. You guys are inspiring people every single day. So, you know, this is a chance for that to really get recognized and for us to really see who's going to be an inspiration. And, you know, from everything that's going on, you know, it's not just about who loses the most weight. I mean, that's something that goes into it. I mean, but it's going to be who provides the inspiration, the motivation, and a really great story behind their journey. Now, there's everything about it. We're not going to get all the way into it. You can see the rules at ddpyogachallenge.com and everything behind it. It'll tell you how to get a blog up. And I'm still offering, if anybody needs help starting a blog, you can email me, teamddpyoga@gmail.com, or hit me over the site, and we'll get you hooked up. But, you know, the other awesome thing that is coming online that we alluded to is a certification. And this is all coming real and getting released, actually. We're going to give you the website and everything tonight with our guest, who is a phenomenal, phenomenal pillar of DDP Yoga. This guy is like one of the world's best chiropractors on the face of the planet. He does power yoga. He does power metal ballads, but also rock metal out with Iron Mullet. You got to look him up, because if you see it, you would think that you were watching, you know, at any point, any band from the 80s, these hair bands and whatnot. The Yoga Doc's got it going on. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, people? It's good to see you.
Doing good, man.
Good to see you. If I could see you, that would be beautiful. Sparky, Robert, it's great to talk to you, man.
Yeah, same here, bro.
And you're coming through pretty clear, both of you guys, now, so that's pretty cool.
Awesome. Sure.
Yeah, I give up the headset and called in.
Excellent. Yeah, I you know, Robert, I was wondering if you had to run around the house a little bit just to find the right spot, you know. You know. Oh, man.
Well, I had to run around the house to find a quiet spot. I did that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I hear you. Wow. Got a lot going on these days. Isn't it fun?
Well, I guess it depends on how you define fun.
I tell you what, it's probably been fun for me watching it. I know Robert's really been cranking out a lot of work in the past week. And Doc, I can't imagine what you've been up to, because you have all the materials and all the study guide and the certification and the path put together for this thing, man. It's been a long time coming.
Well, yeah, and, you know, it's actually had a certain level of evolution, and, you know, Dallas wanted it to look a certain way in the very beginning, and it's really evolved over time. In the beginning, it was actually more of a, you know, a one-on-one scenario, but there's been such a large, there's been such an amazing, you know, calling for this that we figured, let's get people set up with, you know, learning a good workout that they can take into a gym, you know, 50, 55 minutes long. That's typically what people will get in a gym if they're instructing. Have them pick it up online, get a website together, and I will interact with everybody while they go through a specific process in order to get certified and give them this one major workout that they can go ahead and take with them into a gym, but also knowing that they've got, you know, a lot of the DDP yoga or the old school YRG work behind them. So they've kind of been with us all the way, hopefully. And if not, they better start getting to work right away, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Because, you know, it's part of this. It's pretty cool you talk about the evolution. I started with a certification working with Dallas like 2 years ago. And that's right. Before YRG went into Zero Impact Fitness, which quickly went into DDP Yoga, and, you know, the certification kind of started going through its first evolution. And, man, from what it was then, okay, I ripped out a couple Diamond Dozen videos, and Dallas would critique them and whatnot, but seeing what you guys have now, this is actually, you kind of have this model that looks like a yoga certification kind of slash with a little bit of the model that they used for like the personal training certs, because I saw some of the training the training material, right? And you have all of the physiology and stuff in that too.
Right. Yeah, we've got you know, biomechanics, physiology, anatomy. You know, you've got to go in with a good working knowledge of the muscles, the joints, everything that you're moving and everything that you're you know, that you're facilitating when you hit the when you hit that floor as an instructor. So yeah, it's definitely taken, it's certainly come up since you know, we'll call it the old you know, DDP guru disciple relationship, right? You know, and now it's turning into a real course that takes it, you know, you're still going to have that relationship with me and Dallas. You know, you're going to have a lot more with me, obviously, because I'll be taking care of all of the, you know, we'll say the finer points of getting you up and running. And I'll be doing something a lot like what Dallas did with the Diamond Dozen with you, Sparky. But we'll be doing that again. And then we'll be doing also that with a specific level one workout that Dallas and I put together that you will be able to download once you get registered and get all the materials.
That's fantastic. I can't wait to start re-ripping, actually get into the program and then start re-ripping some of the Diamond Dozen workouts and get myself up to speed on this, because, man, it's so cool to be involved with DDP Yoga, and a lot of people get really excited really early. They hit 30, 60, 90 days, and they say, man, I want to do this, but there's so much more behind it that you can learn to really help you if you're going to package it and walk into some place and actually show somebody what's going on.
Exactly.
If somebody like me was gonna pop into it and say I'm coming into it from like a 30-day perspective, what's the first thing that you're going to tell that this person's going to need to do to make sure that they're really ready to get into certification? Is that too early for them?
Well, actually, no. I mean, and the reason being is one of the first things we've got to do is as someone who is looking to take on the teacher certification, is you've got to put in a good 30, 60, 90. How about go through the entire workout calendar that Dallas and I put together when we created the DDP Yoga workout calendar, which at that point was YRG. That's going to give you actually a lot of the foundation. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned this, Sparky. Some people come into this as absolute beginners, never, you know, never bought a yoga mat before, you know.
Right.
Others have come in, and they've come in, some of them are trainers already. Some of them have like an ACE teacher or an ACE, they call it group trainer or a group exercise certification. Some are even yoga teachers already. But obviously, no matter where you come from, and that's part of our certification requirements, is you've got to do at least 100 hours, which actually that goes by pretty quickly now, especially if you're following those, you know, if you're following the calendar of DDP yoga. You've got to do the program. You've got to read the program. You're going to get the training manual. So you can come in from anywhere. It really just it depends on what you're bringing to the party when you start.
That's awesome. I know there's so much more that I can learn and so much more that other people can learn. With everybody trying to help somebody else out, this is a great evolution, not only for like an individual, but to help support the community. You know, we got a first question for you. We got Richard Wilson, who's a longtime member of Team DDP Yoga.
Hey, Richard, yeah.
Was asking if you should have a good grasp of kinesiology to get started, or can someone start from scratch and make it through? And actually, before you hit that, for the layperson, can you kind of give them, you know, the abridged version of what is kinesiology? Because, you know, Dallas will always hit it up and be like, this is the best kinesiologist on the face of the planet. And that, you know, I'm always like,
well,
that's a big word, Dallas.
There's a distinction. Okay, perhaps Richard is bringing up the actual academic definition of kinesiology, which mm-hmm. is the study of movement or the study of body of the body in movement. And, you know, that goes kind of along with anatomy, physiology, kinesiology. They run together. When Dallas talks about kinesiologists, that was actually an evolution of, it's a technique that was created by a specific chiropractor, and I believe it was in the '60s. Amazing guy put together something called he was studying the way the body interacts or moves through muscle testing. So it's kind of a little different. It's a little different, Sparky.
Right.
When Paige mentions kinesiologist or applied kinesiologist, which you know I am a certified applied kinesiologist. That is, applied kinesiology is a chiropractic technique that takes into account muscle testing, and then which in essence is really neurological testing, seeing how the body works with certain challenges, and then going into a spot where we do either a neuromuscular therapy, trigger points, acupuncture points, or chiropractic. There's a lot to it, and I know this is a long answer to a short question.
So one of them is basically the makeup, and the other is the study of the makeup and how to get that moving and fit that in the right place.
That kind of yes, thing? And
right?
In essence, yeah.
Okay,
what's that?
Awesome. So
but kinesiology is also like a college course. It's like a
right.
We'll call it a non-chiropractic college course. That is just like we said, it's the study of the body and how it moves. And to answer Richard's question, you got to bring in as much of it as you can. And I'm taking that as far as the body is concerned and whatever anatomy, physiology, motion, if you're a personal trainer, dynamite. I actually recommend people, you know, to go through this program. You're going to learn, just like you said, Sparky, you're going to learn a lot of, you know, everything from the description of movement, anatomy and physiology, yoga history, learn about the joints, learn about the muscles. But, hey, if you've got another certification like an ACE group instructor certification,
mm-hmm.
between the two of us, it'll give you all you need.
That's awesome. It never hurts. I know that they sell, in addition to the materials that you got, and that people are going to be getting through the program, which are, right, you have a really big training guide for that comes with level one, right?
Yes.
And there's also the Yoga for Regular Guys book,
Right, which Dallas and I wrote back in 2004.
Right.
Actually released in 2005.
And so there's those materials that they get, but getting more in depth, you can get some, I've looked into it before, you can get some of those, the ACE manuals or the NASM and things like that for pretty cheap online if you don't take the entire course for like $60-$70, I think, on the Amazon. And would something like that help?
Absolutely. Yeah. I guess it'll also, the process, there will be an evolution. We'll interact with each other. And, you know, this isn't just something that's going to be very impersonal where you're just kind of doing the work and you're going to be doing the work, sending me footage. You know, we'll interact either via email or, you know, or we may end up, if you need to talk to me, we can do that. You know, I mean, it's not an issue. You're getting both. If it seems like there's a bit of a deficiency in knowledge base, you know, I'll make those recommendations. And yet I'm pretty confident that we're going to teach you a lot between the Yoga for Regular Guys book, the DDP Yoga Level 1 training manual. And then also there is so much information in the DDP Yoga program guide.
Oh,
huge
yeah.
amount.
That booklet has such a wealth of information in it, from the moves, from the breathing techniques, from the goal setting that you'd actually be able to apply in action in addition to all that. Now, so we got about three callers on the line, by the way, we'll get to. And if we pop sort of the beginning of this, if I want to get certified, I can go to DDPYogaCertification.com, right? And that's where I start. And Leslie has the million-dollar question, I guess, to start off. So if you go there and sign up, how much is it going to cost people to get into the program and to sort of earn this certification?
Okay. Robert, do you want me to just go through all of what I've got? Or I guess you'll talk more about the website, right?
Tech issues on my end.
Okay, got it. So the level one training is $498. It's $498. It's pretty much on par with Yoga Fit level one. It's not only a 100 hours, it's really like 100, when you're putting everything into it, it's almost like 150 hours plus of work, et cetera. It's $498. That's the million-dollar question. We'll just take it one at a time.
That's cool. And actually, I mean, considering what I've seen, it's going to be.
That was cool.
Yeah, I think Robert's like starting to go into techno there.
I called back on Skype and I still had my phone going, so I wanted to see if Skype was working now.
Nice. So hopefully you're up and running, dude.
I hope so.
And good to have you back. And so when people log into the site, there's so much support there because you also have the forums. But sort of what people are going to have to do, there's like a two-step thing, right? They have to go in and sign up, but they also have to fill out a full explanation or page of certification that you're going to get that they actually have to then be approved to get into the program. Is that right?
Robert, you want to take that, or you want me to?
If you're willing to repeat the question, I'll take it.
No problem, bro. I was just talking about the couple-step process when people actually come to the website, because I know I just saw it. The website's already thrown up in chat, so it's probably getting hit right now. People would have to, there's sort of two steps. There's a step to apply to be a member on the site, so you have access to all the forums, which will give you access to Yoga Doc, which will give you access to all the information that he developed for the training program. But then there's also a certification form that people are going to go in and provide information that we're going to be able to use so Yoga Doc and Dallas can go in and see where you're at, right? So that really sort of pre-qualifies you for the plan.
Yeah, because we need people's information for, you know, for whatever legal purposes, make sure we know who we're talking to and all that good stuff. Basically, what I would say is just to go into the site, and when you're there, just click mouse over getting certified and look at getting started, that tab. And that shows you step-by-step what you need to do to get signed up. Because once you're actually a member of the site, you're going to have access to a lot of data. So we don't actually allow the memberships until everything's paid up, because, you know, everything is accessible once you're a member.
Awesome. Yeah, man, I am really excited about this, Doc. I can't believe that this is finally here, and it looks like it does, and that you're running it. It's kind of all surreal. You pretty excited about it?
Oh yeah, this is great. I mean, this is something that you know, Dallas and I talked about for a while. It was more of a, you know, it was a conversation that turned into, you know, like you said, turned into some, you know, little bits here, little bits there. Now all of a sudden, boom, here we are. Wait a minute, bang, here we are, right?
Yeah.
If you think about what's happening here. Protect the brand, exactly. You know, it's funny, is on our Iron Mullet shows, every once in a while I'll start it off, I'll say, hey guys, are you ready to feel the bang? I go, oh, I'm going to get sued for that one, aren't I? So, to get this thing started and to get people out there, you know, first you had to have enough people to purchase the product, you know, so that they mm-hmm. and have their lives changed and get and have these amazing results so that they can also, and people are out there telling everybody about it. They're trying to teach them. They're getting people together. This has been an amazing grassroots situation where people are showing up at people's houses and, you know, doing the videos together. Now we get all of these emails. I want to teach this stuff. I'm already teaching it anyway, but I really want to teach it, and I want to go to gyms and this is phenomenal, which is why on our certification form, you'll be asked the questions. You know, how long have you been doing DDP yoga? But the other is, you know, what do you want to do? What populations are you looking to serve? You know, gyms, MMA dojos, you know, yoga centers, community centers, doing one-on-ones, private, athletic teams. That's where, I started doing yoga, learning about yoga back in 1988. But, you know, the first thing that I started doing was teaching yoga to athletic teams, like the Georgia Tech basketball, men's and women's basketball teams. It branched out to tennis and golf. And then once football got a hold of it, we had football players coming in every single Monday for just about 4 or 5 years straight.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, then I brought Dallas in. And we were teaching, you know, at that point, and initially it was yoga because I didn't know Dallas in 2000, 2001. He and I met in 2002. We started talking about putting things together in 2003. All of a sudden, YRG, you know, was hitting the athletic world. And now DDP Yoga is there, right? You've seen pictures of Dallas teaching everybody of all types. But mm-hmm. athletic teams, senior populations, children, you know, special needs population. Ray Lloyd, the Glacier from WCW, he was teaching the YRG principles back in the day, now DDP Yoga, to developmentally disabled children, people in wheelchairs. Oh, it was just phenomenal what you can do with this, and the results are amazing. As everybody knows.
One of the things I love is trying to get my kids into it. It's taught me patience trying to teach them moves because my oldest is 5. So, you know, it's pretty cool, you know, trying to work with them because it helps our relationship. And it's starting to get him. It's something so easy that they can do, anybody can do if you mod. But we'll go ahead and probably hop to calls here, but I'll grab another one out of the chat. Get some of the technical stuff out of the way. Like somebody was asking if the certification ever expires.
Well, to the best of our understanding, it doesn't expire. You know, you're a certified teacher. Now, are there going to be opportunities for continuing education? Yes. What will they look like? Well, they're going to look like possibly Dallas or myself, or, you know, possibly Arthur, going and doing continuing ed. If you do, you know, doing continuing ed workshops, you know, what I decided when, you know, Dallas and I sat down with this, you know, we said, well, everybody's got to stay sharp, just like anything else. But, you know, we didn't want, we always wanted it to be a situation where you wanted to go. It wasn't like something that you loathed, you know. It wasn't going to tear your wallet out of your pocket either. It's basically, if you do workshops, as far as I know right now, doing workshops anytime within a year, either with Dallas, myself, you know, you're going to get credit toward continuing ed. That part of it will continue to develop and evolve, but you're always, you know, we're going to be developing more workouts. You know, level two workouts is going to be a whole other, you know, is going to be level one, you know, level one on high protein and, you know, and maybe some performance enhancing drugs, except there won't be any drugs about it. you know, the, you know, we'll even have level three. And as Dallas mentioned, we're going to have people who at that point, we're going to train you to train teachers, you know. So there's so much out there, but short answer, once a year, hit us up. We're going to have, you know, we're going to have seminars, and we may, if I have my way, we may even have some online continuing ed work as well.
That's awesome. And it's not like the accountability crib isn't there, and you guys are around doing stuff all the time with the weekend workshops and whatnot. So that's cool, man. So people get on the site. You pay your $498, and it's a couple hundred hours of work to get into it, which is pretty cool. It's substantial. It's something that you got to do and put the work in to get it done. So I think we got a call already. Robert, who we got?
Yeah, we've got four people on hold right now. The first one is area code 603.
Yo, what's up, Robert? Sparky, it's Mike Mullins.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
You're on the duck. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
I love Dallas's when Dallas does the DDP radio, but I love the Sparky and Robert show too. You guys, I feel like I have a little bit of stake in this company. I know I'm not financially involved, but I came here about 4 months before the whole viral video thing. I remember calling Sparky and Robert, and there were four people listening to the show when I called. So it's cool to see this thing kind of blow up. But I've been looking forward to the certification for as long. That was one of my driving factors for staying around. Is I want to do this and I want to teach other people this, and it's just been something I've been really excited about. I've been calling Dallas every month for the past year. When's it going to be ready? When's it going to be ready? So it's cool to finally see this thing come to fruition. But my question is, first off, this is a technical question for Robert. I tried to do the pay for certification thing, and the link is not working for that for some reason. I don't know if it's my computer or what, or what steps we have to take for getting started. I click pay for certification, and nothing comes up. I've done the certification form, and I got to do the sign up on the website. That doesn't come up either. But that might be my rig. But I don't know. But my question for Yoga Doc is. So I have a club that I've already spoken to. I have a friend who actually owns a yoga studio that really wants me to come by and do this when I get certified. But for, like, gyms and MMA clubs, if I go in there and say I have a DDP yoga certification, is that legally binding enough? Do I need any type of other certifications to get started to teach and make money doing this?
Well, a lot of – and some people will say right off the bat, yes, it's fine. You know, you've got the certification. We'll have, you know, we will have, you know, certificate, you know, et cetera, whatever we need. I would say it always depends on the venue. If you're going to go into a gym that is, we'll just say it's one of the chain gyms that, you know, is all around the country, they're always going to have higher levels of we'll say red tape. They may want you to have a group exercise. You know, they may want you to have a group exercise certification from like ACE or one of the other, you know, certifying bodies. There are others that will say, "This is perfect. This is what we, you know, this is what you've got. This is great." It's hard to answer that question, but because it really depends on the venue.
Mm-hmm. And one more thing, I'm the king of self-promotion. Like, I'm going to get out there and pretty hammer this away. I want to, like, fill up my schedule doing this. I'm thinking I have a 10-year background in independent wrestling. I'm thinking it would be a great thing to bring to, like, wrestling schools because, you know, at the MMA, you know, Dallas does it with MMA people, the wrestling schools, because nothing helps your, like, you know, being tied up in a series of moves like DDP Yoga. And is there any type of models that you would suggest to, like, get into, like, putting the fish in to get into these schools and gyms and MMA things? I know you've been teaching for a while, but is there any advice you have to us for once we do get certified, being able to knock down those doors and get into these places?
Okay, there's two parts to this question. Number one is there's nothing better at all than self-promotion, walking into places, asking, do you have – one of the best things you can say is, you know, have you heard about DDP Yoga? Do you have any classes there? Knowing they don't have any.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you know, and one of the things that I always – that I've always told people is the best thing you can do is bring, like, video or bring some kind of multimedia device. You know, now it's your phone. It's your smartphone. It's a laptop where you can go in. You've heard about this? Show them. We are coming up with one. We're coming up with a promotional video, not only for the certification program, but also we're going to come up with a promotional video that will help people do exactly what you're saying. The great Steve Yu and Robert, you know, McLaren, the two of these guys are going to come up, get an idea of what's going to happen with, you know, to put the best promotional video or packet together so you guys actually have something to go and market when you hit the road. So that is in the works right now, and it'll happen a lot faster than the actual than us putting this level one certification together. So
awesome.
you'll have a video that you can go ahead and say, here it is. This is what it is. This is what we're about. We're going to do this in your place. You know, what do you say? So that'll be pretty cool. And we've been talking about doing those videos and also putting a promo backpack together for you.
Awesome. Nice. And then this is something we're going to be able to start, like, right away. Like, once I pay for this, it's go time type of thing?
Yes, indeed.
Awesome,
go time,
man.
Meaning you're, you know, it, go time meaning it's, you now you're getting started. You know, you'll, one of the things you guys, I'd love for you guys to do as part of these requirements is, and many of you have already done it, if you've got your calendars and you've worked on your calendars, and you've either crossed them off or you've made notes or you had put journals together, go ahead and find it. Repiece those together or even just start making, you know, notes about what happened in your early workouts. And because there's going to be a workout journal that you guys are going to have to, you know, are going to have to basically put together. I would say for all the old school guys that have been around it for a while, like yourself and Richard Wilson and, you know, and Sparky, I would say once you get that level one workout video, you might want to just put the put that book together, the journal together with your interaction with the video, the new
awesome.
Workouts, and we just make that all happen there. But you're gonna have all of that, and then
awesome.
Of course you rock and roll with me as soon as you sign up.
Awesome.
Nice.
Well, thank you guys very much.
You,
I'm really excited to get started. This was like my driving force for a long time now. So,
well, you're gonna do. You are just gonna be such a badass. It's gonna be great working with you, man.
Awesome, man! I can't wait. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, yes.
All right, guys. See you, Sparky. See you, Robert.
Absolutely, brother.
Thanks for the call, man.
So that's pretty cool. We got a lot of people who have interest. I think we're up to four calls now, but. You know, one of the other questions that came in sort of on chat and sort of through Mikey. Now, when people get in Yoga Doc, can they expect that they're all going to finish at once? Is this going to be like a graduating class, or is this just like DDP Yoga, you kind of modify it, make it your own, and you'll kind of come out of it when you get it?
Exactly. You go at your pace. You know, it's kind of like when you did DDP Yoga, you start with, you know, you look at the beginner, intermediate, or advanced workouts on the calendar,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we're always answering questions either on Team DDP Yoga or over on Facebook or in our own personal, on our own personal Facebook pages, all about, you know, well, hey, you know, I really want to do, I don't want to just do one every other day. Is it okay to do two a day? Hey, man, however you get that 100 hours in, however you start working on, you know, teaching, you get your 20 hours of teaching in, start filming it. Whenever you, if you get them all logged and you start sending me that stuff, it can be as fast or as, you know, or as lengthy as you want it to be.
Awesome. It's really good.
Just so you know, Mike Mullins mentioned an issue with one of the pages, but the buttons on there were just not doing what they were supposed to, so I just replaced all those links, so those are good to go.
Just like that?
Just like that.
That's why we keep you around.
Awesome job, man. He's the director of technology, man.
That's right. He is like the gorilla glue of DDP Yoga.
Yes. Yes.
So what do we have next?
What's that?
Who do we have next on the line, Robert?
Next we have area code 321.
Hey, hi, it's Naomi.
Hey, Naomi, how you doing?
I'm great, and I have an idea that I think you guys would really love. So down here where I'm living, we are processing of building a handicap living facility that is going to be the first and, like, I think the only one in the whole country. And my part is building and designing and running an equine stable. But I've been talking with the main directors and the CEOs about actually putting a DDP Yoga workout little station at the center that not only can all of the residents come use, but the whole town and everybody can come use. I talked to Jake about it a little bit, and I was trying to get some feedback from you guys.
Great.
Yeah,
you guys
sounds
think
amazing.
A good idea? Doable?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, first of all, where do you live?
I live in Melbourne, Florida.
Melbourne, Florida, fantastic. Okay, and you're putting together a facility that obviously is going to be multi-use for which populations?
It's for people with disabilities who can't live on their own.
Okay, got it. And then as far as DDP Yoga is part of the program, like we said, that was going on in Orlando for quite a time, and there's a lot of modification, obviously, that happens, but it's amazing how people of all different types and with all different levels of ability, how they can respond to it. I think it's a phenomenal idea.
That's what Jake and everybody was saying, because we're trying to do a workout area that not only can the residents use, but if people in the outside community want to come use, that they can join in too.
That's dynamite. What a great thing you're doing.
Yeah, and Naomi, Yoga Doc, are you familiar with Naomi?
I have to say no.
Naomi, how many surgeries have you had?
I am healing now from my 34th surgery.
Oh, okay. I do know. You're Jake's friend.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's how Paige referred to. Yes, I am familiar with Naomi. Yes. I've now fit the name with the story. Yes.
Awesome. Now you're a rock star, man. I can't wait till you start telling us stories about and success stories about all the people you're helping with us. I think it's great that we got you here. Thanks for the call.
No problem.
Phenomenal. Thank you so much.
All right. She's a total rock star, man. Love hearing from her from the first time she called, man. So we'll just keep rolling with the call since we're getting about to 9:40, guys. We'll probably cut the calls at about 10 till 10. So if you want to get your call in, hop on in at. Wow, did I just forgot the number? Help me out, Robert.
It's which one is it? 347-99. Yeah, 994-1216.
Thank you.
My little control panel, I've got three separate numbers, so I had to. It took me a second to figure out which one was which.
Yeah, I said we just scrolled right off the page, and then Yoga Doc, this is why we're not professionals in radio.
Hey, What can you say? Yeah, but I'll tell you what, we're doing okay, man. We're doing all right.
Hey, we bring it home. We do it any way we can, right? So, all right. So
we
got on the line.
We've got area code 704.
Hey, guys. It's Russell, the Tuba Geek.
Hey, bro.
Hey, Russ. What's going on, bro?
Hey, Russ. Not too much. Been a while since I've got a chance to listen to you guys. I'm actually glad I got to listen on this call. I had a couple questions. First of all, maybe more directed to Robert, for those of us who are kind of in a financial bind, is there a payment option available for the certification program, like installment payments or something like that, or is it all at once?
That's something that we really haven't talked about yet, so I'm going to say I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to have to address that. We'll address that with Dallas also. But at this point right now, we've spent so much time just getting the content together that it was not – it wasn't on the it didn't even hit the radar, but now it has.
Okay. Well, and I'll keep my eyes on it on the website, of course. The other question kind of directed toward this, towards Yoga Doc, is – is there, I'm trying to think of a general way of putting this, it's kind of along the lines of your, I guess, ability level part of it. It's definitely something I'm interested in looking at pursuing, but obviously I'm not in a position where I feel I'd be comfortable wanting to teach because I haven't lost as much as, I haven't lost all the way I really want to lose.
Right.
Is that going to be considered an issue? You know, if I've lost 55, 60 pounds, but I'm still 100 pounds from goal, is that going to be something that's going to be taken into consideration if somebody's applying for certification?
Well, I would say no, because with the amount of time that you're going to be putting in with getting your certification, you're going to be doing that level one workout a lot just so that you can ingrain it into your brain. You're going to be doing a lot of working out. You're going to be talking about a lot of working out. In the journal, I also mentioned, and we have it in the Getting Certified section, we're going to talk about, you'll write about, you know, how you're eating. And it's really, a lot of it has to do with the extension of the journey that you started with DDP yoga in the first place.
Okay.
It's just that we're gonna turn on the jets a little bit higher, and that's if you want to do that. Again, it's taken at your pace. I would think that with the 100, with the 100 required hours that it's going to take of just actual practice, and then, initially, when you're teaching, and Dallas did this, and he likes the way this is done, you're going to be teaching and doing at the same time. We're going to be teaching you how to get up and move around the class. I think you're going to. Let me put it this way. I'm betting that you're going to continue to lose the weight. As long as you keep your diet, you keep your eating plan straight. And, it'll get you in a spot that it'll get you. And, we'll talk about it. But, people who are teaching the classes, you're just being straight. In the wrestling world, we call it a shoot. It's a straight shoot, man. You're going to go ahead, and no matter where you're at, you're going to teach to your ability, your expertise level, and you tell everybody, hey, I'm a work in progress, too. So, let's go ahead and let's do this together. Let's evolve together. And it really doesn't matter. As long as your head is right and your actions are right, things will show up the way that they need to.
And I appreciate hearing that because, you hear about people going through these kind of certifications and it's almost like there's this expectation that you already got to be in great shape. So that gives me a lot of confidence that when I finally am able to get this paid for and start doing it, that I'm going to be able to get myself in gear.
Yeah. Well, here's a thought for you. This is just a postscript to that. Everybody, and it's easy to think about this because we always think about the first thing that comes to mind. But in the beginning, you may be just, you're going to just tell people, I'm teaching this because and I'm sharing this with people because this is what worked with me. I love it. I'm passionate about it, and you know, I'm on the journey. I want to share it with you. It may look like people will do this. They'll say, you know, we've got a we've got a clubhouse room in our subdivision. How about we put 10 people together, or however many people will fit in there, and you know, we'll give you, you know, and this is the thing, you can make money. Put 10 people in the room, charge $10 a class, and you go at it, whether it's an hour, an hour and a half, you know, 40 minutes, depending on what you think is appropriate, and it may look more like that for you. And, you know, hey, it's you're sharing what you've got and what you're doing right now. And the more you do this workout and the more we work together, you'll have more to share.
All right. I'll definitely keep that in mind. Thanks a lot, guys.
Awesome. Thanks a lot. Great to talk to you.
Good to hear from you, bro. So this is going to come in all sizes and flavors for people, so they can really go out and, man, if you're comfortable with a certain target or working with certain people, when you're certified, I mean, you're good.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, the funny thing about it is that was a situation that happened for me. You know, as far as the whole yoga scenario, when I was early on getting certified, you know, there were people who were just saying, you're a yoga teacher? Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I've got a whole group of people. You know, and they might even be people you know, but they all want to try it out. They want to do things. And if you've got the skill, you know, it's where opportunity, you know, meets your desire, in that this is something you love, you want to do it, you want to teach it, you tell people about it. Next thing you know, you're making money at something that you enjoy. How about that?
Yeah, that's cool. And who doesn't want to make money for doing something they love? I mean, I think that's like everybody's dream. And actually, Christina Ann just pinged in with a good question. Based on the money, is there any kind of licensing fee then? Like if you go out and you teach a class and you're charging $10, are you guys going to take any of that? Or is it just on the certification fee?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, no, that money will go straight to me.
This is not set up in a franchise format. You know, we're not Quiznos Subs or Subway or, you know, McDonald's. You're coming, you know, to DDP Yoga Certification, or actually the name of the company is DDP Training Group. We're going to get you trained up. It's just a straight exchange it's a course, and there's no licensing on top of that. You know, like I said, what will there be? Well, you know, we'll have some products. We'll have products like, you know, T-shirts and, like I said, promo packets. We'll ongoingly and continuously have new things that we'll be putting out there that you can purchase. There will be a requirement for, you know, maybe a seminar or maybe one continuing ed, you know, class a year. You're going to want to do more, but no, you know, we're not going to do it that way.
That's awesome. I mean, it just doesn't seem like it doesn't fit the personality or the style of DDP Yoga, yourself, or Dallas anyway. So,
yeah.
Very cool. And we got one or two more callers, Robert?
Yeah, we've got actually five more people on hold, and these next two have been waiting for a while, so I want to make sure we get at least them taken care of.
Yeah, I will answer. I will answer quickly.
area code 908. Hello.
You're on.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's your name?
Hey, guys. My name's Jimbo from New Jersey.
Hey, brother.
Jimbo.
Hey, what's
up, brother?
Fellas?
Awesome.
Sparky, Robert,
awesome.
Dr. Aaron, you guys are doing a great job. I just want to call in. I appreciate you making this the topic for tonight. I've been asking Dallas about getting certified for a long time. I got guys in the firehouse doing it. I got my neighbors doing it. And I think a certification will give me some justification as I coach others.
Yeah. Anyway, well, that's the thing. Jimbo's the guy I'm talking about, which is he's already sharing it, you know, and there's so many people who are doing that. There's a guy named Josh McAdoo out in Alaska. He's I swear he's pulling people off the road and trying to teach them, man. You know, so it's like, you know, he would teach it to polar bears if they would listen. So, like, you know, the thing is that guys like yourself, you know, this isn't going to be like a Wizard of Oz situation where now you're going to meet the wizard and I'm going to give you a document that says that you're a college graduate and then send you off with a newfound level of confidence. We're going to give you the goods on top of it so that you can not only teach what you're probably already teaching or sharing anyway, but yeah, even a whole other workout.
Terrific. I mean, you know, obviously I modify it and I try not to make it the same thing every week. I have guys on my shift, and by the way, I'm at work. If I have to run, I apologize. guys on my shift, and we've been doing the double black diamond every shift for at least 2 months. So guys are putting in 65 minutes of work, and then I'm up there stretching. Maybe they'll do another 30 or 40 minutes just with me. You know, we come downstairs, our shirts are wringing wet. They're like, what are you guys doing? Oh, we're working out. And then the next time I get another guy to come upstairs and work out with us. So, you know, it's certainly growing. And, you know, no bullshit. Well, at the time, YRG, but DDP Yoga has literally saved my life. And if I can pay it forward, which is all Dallas really asks, although now it's five bills, but it's worth it. So if I can pay it forward, that's really the least I can do for him. I don't know if you guys have ever stood on the roof of a burning building and have one leg go through. And if you can imagine me in my gear in Road Warrior 2 trying to lift my leg out of a hole in the roof, I think I lost some weight before I developed the leg strength in that one leg to pull my foot out, I might not be on the phone today.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Total diesel, man.
So I just, from listening in, I've made some notes. I went on to the website, filled out the form. I got a nice little automated message saying, hey, we'll contact you soon. So I just want to let you know that I'm in, all right? I won't take up much of your time. I know you got other callers, okay?
Sure, man.
All right, guys. You guys be safe, all right?
You too, man.
You do the same.
Take care, man.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, you know, one question that came up sort of in that discussion, Yoga Doc. So the teaching part of this, How do you guys want to see that? Is that going to be, like, I have somebody here, I'm working with them live in-house in my studio, or is it going to be, hey, I'm working with somebody online, we're doing, like, an online video chat. Is that acceptable for teaching hours?
Okay, so teaching hours, when you're doing teaching hours, what I'd like for you to do is, there is a specific section that says, you know, you need to perform, and I'm doing that. We're clicking down on it right now. The teaching hours are 30 plus hours of self-study, 20 hours of practice teaching, both, you know, you can do the Diamond Dozen, the Level 1 workout, or any variations thereof. You document that you did it and kind of what your experience was in the yoga, the DDP yoga workout journal, and then we put it on film, meaning try to film as much footage as you can, and you're going to shoot that to me, and we're going to talk about those classes together, how you taught it, things like that. Does that answer your question? But you're going to shoot it to us. Actually, Robert, can you go through the process of how we're going to do that?
Yeah, I was thinking that'd be a great place to talk about that. The way that we're looking at doing that right now is to have all of the people in certification upload those to YouTube as unlisted videos, because, you know, we don't want those out there. You don't want those out there. But you can upload them as unlisted videos and send us the URLs, and then the Yoga Doc can go back and make his comments on those videos themselves.
Cool. So it's really going to be because there's a lot of stuff. I mean, Yoga Doc, I don't know if you've seen, but a lot of people are like you streaming, Google Hangouts and stuff like that, and sharing and participating in workouts. But to really get the teaching down, you're going to be physically there, adjusting people, helping them out, showing the moves, and actually getting your teaching style on with them right in front of you.
Well, the way I actually what we're going to do is initially videos are going to be sent to me.
Yeah.
I'll be doing comments back to them probably right on the YouTube video that they send. In other words, right on that page, you know, on that actual workout. They're going to send that to me. I'll comment back to them. I'll, if, in fact, there's a need for one-on-one instruction, let's do it. You know,
yeah, yeah. Maybe I'm not saying that right, but you know, if I'm going to be teaching a person, I'm going to like, I should have somebody here in front of me, like physically.
Yes.
I shouldn't be like, okay, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. And so basically, you know, this reminds me of back when I was in chiropractic school, and you know, after a couple of, you know, after a year and a half, 2 years of school, you had patients. You brought patients in, or patients came from the outside. Usually it was friends, family, anyone you can beg, you know. and in essence, you're going to probably have people who will want to take your, you know, you'll be asking them, look, I've got to do this. Do you want to be a part of the video? Do you want to be a part of the workout? I'll teach you the workout. I have to film myself. Kind of like that. It turns it into a big community thing. It's actually, it makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm attempting to going to try to do this at work. It's come out at work, and people know that I do it at work. And they just started last month doing a quarterly wellness fair. And I'm going to try to bump into that and do some demos and see how that works out. That could be pretty wild. But
awesome.
So we got one or two more people out there. We'll try to roll through those pretty quick. You got time to stay on for a couple more minutes?
I'm here as long as you need me.
Awesome.
And we've got another question that Don Smellhouse just sent me, asking, when teaching, do we need releases for people that will be teaching recording/recording?
You know, there's another little something that we never thought of, Robert.
Yes, I thought that was an interesting question.
Yeah, I would think that that's probably a good thing. You're going to need release. You know, it's... We're going to have to, we might have to refer to our legal department on that, but it's better to be safe than sorry, and I would think that perhaps a release would always be a good thing anyway. You know, the thing is you, the teacher, or the, in essence, you, the student teacher, will not be making money from that video. That video is not going to be publicized. You're not going to put that up on your YouTube for public view. So all of those things, you know, and trust me, in the beginning, you're not going to want to post them in the beginning because it's so easy to think that you can teach until you get up there and start doing it, and then all of a sudden, whoa, I got work to do, kind of thing. Long story short, better to have some kind of release, and we're going to actually talk to our legal department on that as well.
Fantastic.
So we'll let you know.
Excellent. A couple other things came into that, and everybody who PM'd me some questions on releases, liability, and checking that out. I'll forward those to you, Yoga Doc, so you have them.
Sure.
Got something from Axel, who's asking if, for those certified people, is there going to be some sort of promo packages available for people to resell, sort of as a... as a promotion or affiliate.
Okay, let me try to understand that. Are there going to be promo packages? You mean like a promo package regarding DVDs that they can sell?
Or yeah, promo like if I'm going to walk in and I want to resell DDP Yoga, is there going to be some discount provided for that through instructors, or is that just on the back burner right now? To me,
yeah, that's kind of like that would be a separate
like
thing.
A budget. What's that?
It seems to me like that would be a separate thing. Would you say, Yoga Doc?
Well, let me speak to that, or as one of our old friend wrestlers would say, let me speak on this.
Viva La Raza.
Conan, what's that?
Viva La Raza.
Viva La Raza. Yes, yes. Conan, wherever you are, we love you and miss you. So the idea is this. If in fact... you're selling them, there is a program that's actually being set up known as the affiliate program. And I believe that Well, we actually have two people working on the affiliate programs, and they're going to try to get together and figure out which one they like best. And that would be involved with the affiliate program. I'm going to bring it up as well in regard to kind of what will a teacher do. Does a teacher have a higher or a better stake or anything like that, a higher level of standing? But the long and the short of it is there will be a program of some sort set up for that. And it's actually the affiliate program's in the works already.
Yeah, it sounds like one of those old high school classes, you know, the exam questions. Teachers are not necessarily affiliates, but affiliates don't have to be teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's correct. Okay.
Like, and the best thing we can tell people, I mean, the program's out there, as you can tell, and Dallas always says there's always someplace else to go. So
yes.
And some of the questions that you get, man, you know the way you guys do it, that this is going to be fully taken care of. So I think we got a couple more questions on the phone.
Sure.
Don't we, Robert? All right.
Yeah, we've got – I've kind of lost track on everybody, so you have to bear with me. I believe that this person is next, 708.
Yay, what's up, guys? It's DDP Yoga versus Rob.
Hey,
Rob.
I've
got a question for Yoga Doc.
Yeah, man, I'll make it short and sweet. So the first part is more or less a comment, and this goes to Mikey. I think that over the course of time, you know, I think there will be a list of gyms and yoga centers that we can compile that kind of shows, you know, who will accept the DDP yoga, the yoga certification and where they're located. So I think over the course of time, that'll become available. My question, I've been hearing a lot about level one. How many levels are there? And could you just go into a little bit more detail about what's included?
Okay. According to, and this is the beauty of Diamond Dallas Page. Everything, and those of us who know and love him, we will all say, you know, we'll either giggle or say, yep, that's right. With Dallas, at this moment, in the very moment, there's what we've got. We've got level one. That is the online certification. Level two will actually be on site, where we'll go around to different spots, parts of the world, parts of the country, what have you, and do on-site certification. So you got to be around us. And there, as far as I know, in this moment, level three is where we start training you guys to actually come on board and be the teacher trainers as well. That's where we're at right now, Rob.
Yeah,
right,
I think
thank you so much for the answers, guys. You guys are doing so much awesome work, and I know there's a ton of people that have been looking forward to this, me included, and hopefully next year by this time I'll be hitting the road and start teaching this to everybody that I can meet. So thanks again, guys, and I do appreciate your time.
Thanks,
I hear great things about you, brother. You're doing a great job inspiring people.
Thank you so much, man. That means so much. And I was just talking to Naomi yesterday, and hopefully Florida will be one of my first stops, because, you know, she's inspired me, because I was bitching and complaining about a little hip injury, and, you know, she's had 34 surgeries in her lifetime.
Yes.
So that kind of puts things into, you know, perspective. So thank you guys so much. If there's anything more I can do, you guys know where I'm at. So just shoot me an email.
Yeah, thanks a lot, bro.
Awesome. Keep rocking it, bro.
You know, I think what Yoga Doc was trying to say is that's the way things are right now, but that could change any minute now.
Yes.
It probably already changed twice, and we don't even know yet.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Okay, we've got
all
two
right.
Callers left. Let's see if we can knock them out pretty quick and get everybody taken care of. Error code 907.
What's up? You're on with Yoga Doc.
Hey, this is Josh McAdee from Juneau, Alaska. Calling
hey,
in.
I think
I
we were just talking about this.
I know, I was
Josh.
Sitting there going, God, should I call in? Should I shouldn't call in? And I got my friend here and my wife being like, don't be an idiot, just call in. So figured I'd call in. I got a question for Yoga Doc about insurance. Once you're certified with DDP Yoga, what kind of insurance should someone have to be able to teach it for, you know, liability and all that kind of stuff?
Okay, this is beautiful, and I'm really glad you did this, because I was just scrolling that note down. I wanted to address this. We are presently looking at different – there are companies out there that provide insurance for yoga teachers or fitness professionals or, you know, the things that we do, you know, that aren't necessarily liability insurance for doctors. Thank God, because it's very expensive. But this insurance for, so what we're doing is we're looking at who wants to affiliate with us. That will be, oh, Robert, by the way, that's probably going to be on the resources page, which we're working up on the website.
Okay, great.
Those resources, I think we talked about that, right, Robert?
No, we didn't. But I'll put that on my notes.
Oh, yes, yes. So that's, and Dallas has that with a specific group right now, and we're reaching out to them to see if they want to be, they want to jump on board.
Sweet. And then I have one more quick question. I don't want to keep you guys. Once, you know, up and running with the certification stuff and teaching, what's the, like, the going rate that someone would charge for the level, the entry-level stuff?
Let me understand the question. Once you're up and running.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Say it again.
With the certification, once, like, I get certified and all that, like, what is the going rate for a teacher that would teach DDP yoga, whether it be in a gym or to agencies or whatnot?
Oh, okay. Meaning what can you expect to get paid as a teacher? Okay. You know, we have certain places over here in Atlanta that pay their group instructors, you know, horrible, you know, $10, $25, you know, some are $25, some are, you know, $30. They'll give you, you know, so what I'll do is I'll tell you what you should expect, meaning what you should demand. In the beginning, I would say, you know, if first of all, you should be getting a free membership if you're doing gyms, and not only a free membership, but it should be a minimum of like $20, $25, $30, $35, like right around there. And it just depends on the type of gym and all the rest. And, you know, that's what I was speaking to.
What, $25 or $30 per hour or per class or what?
Well, it's an hour. It's per class because typically it's going to be an hour. If you're doing dojos or you're doing, you know, or if you're, you know, the best way to do this, honestly, as far as if you want to maximize your dollars, is put together groups of people who want to take classes, and like I mentioned before, in subdivision clubhouses or in, you know, even in like the thing that you want to do is you want to find people who can provide you with a space for free and then have everybody do like a $10. You know, if you walk into a regular yoga center right now, more often than not, you're probably going to pay $15 for a drop-in scenario. You can give people, you know, let's do a 10 class series. And, you know, you can say, you know, normally a rate would be $15. Why don't we do this 10 class series for, you know, $10 a shot for $100? And if you can get 10 people to do that, look what you've just done, right? You just made $1,000. And that really, I mean, for me, when I was teaching, I usually just taught in order to promote my chiropractic practice, but I always got paid. So if I either taught in a YMCA or I taught. Now, if you can do, well, the YMCA sometimes will actually give you a percentage, and you get a sign-in sheet. You set up your own sign-in sheet. You make sure that everybody signs in. You know how much, because sometimes YMCAs will say, you know, we're offering yoga or DDP yoga, whatever it is, and they'll give you 40, 50, 60% of what comes through the door. That's a great deal as well.
Sweet. Well, that's awesome. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Well, I am looking forward to working with you, Josh, because, man, I know you're already way up the chain, man. You're going to be awesome.
I'm trying. You know, we all have our struggles, but I just got to keep on doing it. So, yeah, I appreciate it, and I look forward to speaking with you.
Absolutely. We'll definitely put together some heavy metal set lists, too.
Oh, hell yeah. There you go. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, bro.
All right, bye.
All right, we got one more again?
One more, and this is a Skype caller, so I'm not even going to pronounce it. So if you're on Skype, just what's your name?
No, I'm not on Skype. This is One Man Crew, a professional wrestler, friend of DDP. I'm calling from Tokyo right now.
You're overseas. That's why the number looks so weird.
Yeah, man. Being on hold on international rates is pretty nerve-wracking. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, hell.
That's our gift from us to you, man.
The reason I'm calling, I want to share my story, a little bit of my story with all the DDP yoga members and tell what Dallas helped me do. I was just like an independent wrestler that was struggling to make a name, and I was 330 pounds, and I met DDP at the AWE Legends pay-per-view in October 2011, and I smoked cigarettes, and I drank, and I mean, I partied like an animal, and he took like an hour and a half of his time to talk to me and tell me what I was doing wrong and how it is going to affect my future. And out of the kindness of his heart, he sent me a couple DVDs, and I did the program, and I've still been doing it. And since then, I've lost 70 pounds. I haven't smoked a cigarette in almost 2 years. And now I'm in Japan wrestling for a living out here.
Yes, awesome.
And it's just been the best thing that's ever changed my life. Like, when I saw the video of Arthur and the promos about how DDP yoga will change your life, I didn't really believe it. But it's changed my life in so many ways. It's been nothing but good to me, and I can't express my gratitude enough to DDP and all you guys for helping make my life as good as it is today.
That's awesome, group. Wow, brother.
Thanks.
That's a hell of a story. So are you showing anybody out in Japan DDP yoga?
Yeah, actually, I actually gave away my DVDs to a couple of my Japanese friends, because I have I have it down pat where I can just do my own routine anytime I want, and I'm telling everybody about it and promoting it as much as I can, and you know, the fact that it's Diamond Dallas Page, there's a lot of wrestling fans out here, and they love Diamond Dallas Page, and they love yoga too. But I told them it's a different kind of yoga. It's different styles rolled into one. You know, it's like a special yoga for wrestlers, is what I tell all the Japanese wrestlers out here.
That's awesome. That is great.
Yeah.
Right to them the way they need it.
I mean, my body was so beat up because I had been wrestling for like 11 years, and now I'm doing even more hardcore stuff, and I'm beating my body up even more, but the yoga's keeping me from being able I used to not be able to get out of bed in the morning. And now I get up, I do my yoga, I'm good. I can just get up and wrestle again. It's no problem.
Yeah, it's great. The program is set up to be like oil for the Tin Man, you know. It really is, because when you do 15, 20, 30 minutes of it, and it's going to, you know, and you know this, everyone knows this, we're all on the line, but, you know, I'm just really so excited about the fact that there are so many people getting so much out of this, you know, from coming in from all different walks of life and all different needs, and it's just great to hear that you're doing this. It's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, like I said, I can't thank DDP enough. He really did more for me than I ever thought. I mean, indirectly. Like, it's not like he picked up the phone and called these Japanese promoters or anything. But what he offered me the tools to be able to do the work myself. And I can't thank him enough for that.
Awesome.
That's fantastic.
No, that's
bro.
Great.
Well, thanks for the call, man, and keep kicking ass out there in Japan, man.
Thank you. Okay, all right, you guys have a good one.
All right,
you too, man.
All right, thanks a lot, bro.
All right, thank you.
Wow, man, did you think you were going to get that many questions on the DDP Yoga certification, Doc?
Yes, because the emails are flying in, brother. I mean, it's just so cool. I'm just loving the fact that, you know, the community is so active and, you know, it all comes around. It's like wildfire that, you know, it's been a long time coming. So I'm really excited. But the answer is yes. Robert, you know, it's let me put it to you this way, guys. My chiropractic practice, I've basically redesigned it so that I can spend more time doing this work. This work meaning DDP yoga training, certification. I think what happened was we just had to get the right players. We're trying to get all the stars aligned, and it's coming together right now. So
yeah.
Jump on board, man.
This shit done.
Yeah, you guys have done an amazing job, and I'm glad everybody can finally see, like, the work that Robert's put into the site, the work that you put into the program. And, you know, for guys like me, I have to thank you for this, and I'm looking forward to seeing what I can do with the certification, just because once you're here for a while and you get past your 30, 60, 90 days, those goals that are going to drive you to keep moving forward get tougher and tougher to sort of find and maintain. And this is new breath in me. So, and I know it's going to be a lot of new breaths for a lot of other people, and it's going to really, really enhance the program. It's really going to take it to the next level. So thank you guys for your work.
Oh, no problem.
Robert is the guy. He's just doing so many things. Robert is the man. You know, for me, my work is going to really come as soon as this thing starts to come up and running. My level of Robert, with your help and with some of the guys over at the Accountability Cribs help, my level of, we'll say, technological knowledge will be very, very greatly enhanced. You know, I spent my whole life, you know, learning about yoga, learning about the body, chiropractic. I don't even have a smartphone. I'm going to have to buy that bad boy tomorrow. You know.
And we're going to drive him into the 21st century and scream.
Oh, yeah. So it's going to be a challenge for all of us, but I am so excited about all of this, because honestly, when Dallas and I wrote the book back in 2004 and 2005, and, you know, we were, you know, how many incarnations, right? You know, it's only taken how many years to be an overnight success?
What, 15?
it's going to be a good 10 years on that night that Dallas called me up and said, "Hey, Doc, I want to make this book. We're going to do this yoga book called Yoga for Normal People." That was the first comment right there. Look where it's come and look how it's evolved, right?
Oh, man, it's crazy.
I always knew that it was on Thanksgiving night 2003 is when I got that phone call. And he was in L.A., and I just said, you know, I knew at some point that where I'm at right now, to be teaching this, and you know, I mean, he and I wrote the book together. We put the whole program together. You know, I've been in and out and in and out, just trying to dealing with, you know, the practices and such. But at some point, I knew that if we were going to teach teachers how to do this stuff, I was going to be that guy. So I'm ready to roll.
That's awesome, and I think everybody else is ready to roll with you. It's unbelievable to me. Yeah, and I haven't even been here as long as you guys. So,
okay, if we still have time, there's one call that I missed. You guys want to grab that?
Sure.
Okay, let's see if we can make this a quick one so we can all grab a beer or whatever. Error code 515.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
That would be a free beer.
Yes, of course.
I was Joe Fitch on the website there, and I just want to introduce myself. I'm actually a personality on Black Sheep Radio, which is on Blog Talk Radio here, and
awesome.
I just ordered my DDP beginner set as of yesterday, and waiting for it to come through the mail, so can't wait to get started with it. Just to let you know on the background, I've always been a big guy, and right now I'm currently at 47 years old, going to be 48 in September, and weigh 425 pounds, and I'm 6'4", and everything hurts. Toes hurt, heels hurt, ankles hurt, knees hurt, hips hurt, everything hurts. It's if I sit for a long period of time, it's hard to get up and start moving again because everything hurts so bad. And And I've been a long time, lifelong wrestling fan. I do a wrestling show on Tuesday nights on Black Sheep Radio, and just love DDP. And hopefully this thing is going to work for me. I'm going to go at it full throttle and can't wait for the stuff to come in.
Oh, man, welcome to the show, my friend. We can't wait to hear about your results. Obviously, you know, this is, we tell this to everybody. As soon as you get it, I think, Robert, you can get on and join Team DDP Yoga, like, as soon as the order gets processed, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's where you're going to find this amazing community of people to, you know, to basically lift you up every time you think that you can, I shouldn't, I might not, can I do it? You're going to literally have hundreds of people behind you, available to push you as well.
Yeah, and that's what I'm needing. You know, I've always been kind of like a loner. You know, kind of like just a lone wolf. And now I know to get through this, I'm going to need support from other people. So,
Between Team DDP Yoga, DDP Yoga Facebook, there's multiple. All the media that's out there that's supporting this, there's always going to be people. It's so funny because you can, if you even just got on Team DDP Yoga Facebook, that's all, or not Team DDP Yoga Facebook, DDP Yoga Facebook, and that's all capitals on that Facebook page. You all have to do is, if you even just wrote a little bit about what you just said, you're going to have people right away coming back to you, giving you advice, giving you a lot of inspiration. You know, people you don't even know yet. But if you stay in the program, you're going to know them, and you'll know their names, and you're going to create relationships that way. And, you know, it's a fantastic situation, and we love having you.
Well, thank you for allowing me to come on, and I can't wait to get started. And I just, you know, thank you. So
awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Brian. Yeah. Thanks for the call, man.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks a lot, bro.
All right.
Shall we shut this down?
Yeah, let's shut it down. Let's turn the lights out. So
only one more thing that I wanted to just bring up because I know we talked about it before. Yeah, I got to do it. Has to do. It's bringing around the corner, Robert. It's what we're doing with this is there are promo videos forthcoming. You know, this thing is going to continue to grow as far as even just the website in general. What's going to be available. Today was the day. It's like, hey, get on it now, man. It's almost like giving people in the fan club. Like if you're going to buy tickets for the Iron Maiden shows, you have to join the fan club because you may not end up getting tickets, right? This is the ground floor. We're not even officially launched until, what, tomorrow, the next day? This is your time.
Yes.
You get in there and sign up, right?
Yeah, so absolutely. Yeah, this is the time to get in, and there's a couple reasons why we're doing that. And one is just so we can get Dallas off our back, but the other one is we want your feedback. We want to know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, suggestions, things like that, because it's like everything else in DDP Yoga that the community is going to help build this as well.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Yes, but everybody has a voice, and actually everybody gives a shit about what you have to say, so.
Oh, yeah.
Mark?
Cool.
I think it's falling apart. Let's just...
No, I said, well, I'm done. I've talked too much. I figure I'm going to just leave it back to you. I didn't realize I had this incredible amount of verbal diarrhea. I apologize. Hopefully it wasn't too much.
Yeah, good talk. Robert and I have this theory that if the show makes it past 10 after 10, that it's just doomed. At that point,
really,
we can have the most kick-ass show up until 10 after 10. As soon as that 10-minute mark hits and it clicks to 11, we're doomed.
Yeah, you might as well just pull the ripcord, get out while you can.
Well, hell, I think we crushed it. I think we crushed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we did. This is an awesome show. It was a long time coming, and I think a lot of people wanted the information, and I think having you on was the best thing that we could have right now for tonight's show, and I appreciated you being here. So is there anything you want to leave the peeps with?
Myself? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I've been, you know, in and out of the game for a while, but I've always been involved from day one. I'm really excited to be involved in this part of the show, meaning this teaching aspect of it. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to interacting with everybody that has been, you know, what can you say? We're talking a lot because it's been years in the making. So we're making up for lost time. Let's get this thing happening. And we're just so psyched. For me, it's actually, it's an almost another phase. It's like a rebirth of PDP yoga, or what was originally yoga for regular guys, another evolution, and it's just going to keep happening. So jump on, man. It's going to be an awesome ride.
That's awesome. I'm grabbing on with both hands, and I hope everybody else is out there. I want to thank everybody who called in tonight with all the great questions for Yoga Doc and Robert, and thank both of them for all their hard work, and Yoga Doc for sitting with us all night tonight and actually going the extra mile and taking all the extra questions at the end of the show. If you want to learn more about the certification, it's ddpyogacertification.com, follow the instructions. And if you have questions, reach out to us, reach out to Yoga Doc, Dallas Robert, Team DDP Yoga. We'll get you going in the right place. So that's all we got for you. And when the 10% comes a knocking, kick it right in the ass and live life in 90%. Have a great night, guys.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
The Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.